Right now on VFN TV, we're going to be talking about Planned Parenthood and how reportedly, allegedly, they are actually not only aborting our children in our country, but they're selling their body parts for money. Join us.
Is to begin to defend the cause of the fatherless. What do we do?
Another level about to happen.
Not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
I mean, people are being evacuated from attics in areas never flooded before.
How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen?
We have to watch what the right hand's doing when they're probably we're trying to be distracted by the left hand. There's one thing our president said. He said that the Middle East needs to be organized.
And I consider it part of my responsibility as president of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear.
I can promise you one more thing. Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
Nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America.
Yeah, we already know the news. We're trying to change it. The news is if we don't repent, this storm is coming and it's going to bring great devastation. We are going to suffer hugely if we don't turn.
We're being organized according to the Alinsky tactics, tactics that were taught by our president for 4 years and practiced in his life, but he taught them for 4 years.
Now, Dr. King was saying from the platform of being a Christian, you know, who I believe would be an apostle.
I have a dream. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
And I'd like to repent on behalf of the law enforcement.
We receive your repentance in the name of Jesus.
But we can turn. We can turn back to God. We can say, Lord, here we are. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, it only takes seconds for things to happen that could take decades and generations to get over.
It's going to be a day like no other day. But when all is said and done, God will reclaim Israel and God will pour out his grace and his mercy even upon the United States of America.
God is about to give us mega grace, and the mega grace will produce mega power.
And God spoke to me. He said, not just United States. Again, there's going to be another greater movement of God's Spirit.
I mean, I believe the best days, you know, for the church is ahead.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world. It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the Word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
Today's program is a warning. There's graphic violence. As a warning for today's program, there's graphic violence. There's a graphic videos that you're going to be seeing about abortion, so that you may want to turn away from this. I don't know. But I know right now we've been praying, dear God, end abortion, and it's just being revealed across the land. First thing we want to do, we want to be able to take a look at this video for Students for Life to begin to explain Planned Parenthood, because we're going to explore with the next two programs Planned Parenthood and abortion, the killing of children in their mother's womb in America. Let's take a look.
Planned Parenthood says it cares about us, about our health, about protecting our bodies and our rights. They say they provide a lot of women's health services, from contraception to mammograms, even counseling. But what do Planned Parenthood's own numbers say about them? The numbers say Planned Parenthood is big business. A big business that sells one thing, abortions. And they need to sell as many as they can. So they turn us into loyal customers. Here's how they create customers. First, they start with sex ed programs for teens, promoting promiscuity, passing out free condoms, and getting children hooked on sex. By selling us low-quality contraception, they guarantee us as return customers for STD and pregnancy tests. According to Consumer Reports, Planned Parenthood produced the lowest quality condoms of all the brands they tested, which means that they're going to fail more often than any other condom. If we want to avoid faulty condoms, the alternative they offer us is hormonal contraception. The problem is, these contraceptives are really bad for our bodies. The World Health Organization labels them as a type 1 carcinogen, which puts them in the same category as cigarettes and asbestos. So, what happens when, after using their faulty contraception, we inevitably get pregnant? Planned Parenthood knows we will turn to them. This is why 79% of Planned Parenthood facilities are within 5 miles of a college campus, because college campuses are huge client bases for them. When we come back pregnant, they offer counseling, which, according to former Planned Parenthood employees, isn't counseling at all. These employees tell us that Planned Parenthood affiliates have abortion quotas. That's why for every one adoption, Planned Parenthood sells 145 abortions. To meet these abortion quotas, their sales teams push abortion and steer us away from parenting and adoption. Because after all, abortion is Planned Parenthood's product. 92% of their prenatal services are abortions, and it brings in the profit. On average, Planned Parenthood rakes in $150 million from the nearly 334,000 abortions they perform a year. This means that, on average, each of our bodies is worth $451 to them. They get to add this to the money they get from the federal government, which means that, in a single year, Planned Parenthood cashes in on women in trouble to the tune of almost $700 million. There are plenty of organizations that care about us, local clinics and pregnancy centers that can actually help. They will tell us about real options and help us do what's best for us, not their bottom line. Because Planned Parenthood doesn't care about us. They care about selling their product. They don't care about our rights, and they don't care about real choice. Because let's face it, Planned Parenthood is about abortion, no matter what.
Who would ever think that the day would come that we're talking about killing our children? But it's taking place in a spiritual context of that. In a spiritual context of that, you know, you think about when you read about the false gods in the Old Testament, he talks about a god called Moloch. And Moloch was this false god that God hated the most because they would sacrifice children to this god. And you think about how many, reportedly, there's over 57,762,000 abortions that took place since 1973, since we said it's actually legal to be able to do this. And now we're at the point where we're allowing people to kill babies, to partially birth them, to bring them almost totally out of their mother's womb and kill them while their head is the only thing that's still inside their mother, and the baby is alive and the baby's moving around. And for some reason, the people who are for this, they're saying, and the legislators that are for this and our president is for this, they're saying this is okay. A baby is kicking and moving around and you deliver everything but the baby's head, and then you stab the back of the baby's head. As a matter of fact, we have a doctor right here, it's called Pro-Life Doctor, and he's going to show what actually takes place in a partial birth abortion, because we're talking about Planned Parenthood today, allegedly, and we're going to hear them, you're going to see them firsthand, where they're actually selling, talking about negotiating, selling parts of the baby's bodies, pieces of their bodies. It's just crazy what we're seeing take place, but this is graphic violence, a graphic vision you're about to see with this video, so brace yourself, because he's going to show it with a doll and imagery, but on the side split screen, you're actually going to see somebody doing exactly what he's saying to an actual baby. You aren't going to be able to see the actual video of that part of it on broadcast. We're not going to broadcast it for you, but we will make it available for those that are 18 years or older and those that feel that they need to be able to see this so they can actually understand what's taking place and what we're doing. Listen, above all the sins in America, killing people, killing innocent children, innocent bloodshed will bring huge judgment on our land. Brace yourself. Look away if you don't want to see this, but listen, we got to address this. Somebody's got to face this. Let's look at this.
The next technique we're going to demonstrate is the partial birth abortion. Partial birth abortion is a term that we hear a lot about in the news, but I really can't believe that people really understand what it means. Otherwise, we would not allow this procedure to be performed anywhere, not only in this country, but in the world. But a partial birth abortion is performed when the baby is too far developed in order to either be sucked out with the suction curette or to be able to be dismembered and brought out piece by piece with this forcep. A partial birth abortion, or a D and X, is very similar to what it says. We're going to deliver the majority of the baby, and then before the baby's head is delivered, then we're going to actually kill the baby. Now, before the procedure would start, the cervix would have already received those things we talked about called laminaria. Those are the sticks that go into the cervix that would then swell overnight and would open up the cervix because we have a lot more baby to deliver. And this can be performed anywhere up to term because, remember, Doe versus Bolton defined mother's health as physical, emotional, psychological, familial, and age. So as long as the physician under those definitions says mother's health is in jeopardy, this procedure can be performed. Now, using an ultrasound to guide, the cervix will be dilated, the speculum would already be in place to open things up, and then using the ultrasound as a guide, this instrument would be placed in the inside through the cervix and would then grab one of the baby's feet. Once that foot is grabbed with that tenaculum, that baby's foot is then brought to the outside. Once that first foot is brought to the outside, then the second foot would be brought to the outside. And then with traction, with a baby that is still alive, the baby would then have both legs delivered, would then have its belly delivered. Once the baby is brought further down, first one arm would be delivered. That would be rotated this way. And then the baby's rotated around the other way, and the second arm is delivered. Now, the entire baby from the neck down is now alive and in the abortionist's hands that's performing this procedure. The entire baby, including the head, are already out of the womb, beyond the cervix, and the only thing that's left on the inside of the mother is the baby's head, but that's only just inside the vagina. And baby is moving, baby is alive, baby is intact up to this point. But if the baby then delivers, it's then considered a live birth, and the baby would have to go to the nursery. But before that's allowed to happen, this is when the abortion would actually kill the baby. And the way they do that is, if you remember from biology class, there's that connection between the brain and the spinal cord, and that opening at the base of the skull is called the foramen magnum. And that small hole with the baby moving and alive in one hand, a pair of scissors, these are called Metzenbaum scissors, these scissors are then placed into the base of the skull, and these scissors are then placed in through that foramen magnum up into the baby's brain and skull cavity. The scissors are then opened up, and then if that hasn't killed the baby, then one of the suction curettes is then placed through that same hole up into the baby's skull and brain. The suction is applied, and just how you saw how powerful that suction machine is, if it can crush the steel can, then it can definitely kill the baby there on the inside. Once the baby has then been killed and is no longer alive, then the remainder, which is just the baby's head, is then delivered, and the procedure is then completed for the delivery of the baby. Once the baby is delivered, though, then the only thing that's left is to deliver the placenta by just, again, scraping the placenta and bringing that down. So when you hear the term partial birth abortion, that's what's going on. A baby is being delivered the feet, the abdomen, the chest, the arms and the legs. The baby is then killed, and then once the baby is killed, then the remainder of the baby is allowed to be delivered. So that's partial birth abortion.
What happened to us that our hearts became so hard that we can kill our own children like this? I mean, you couldn't see the haze down there. What he was saying was actually taking place. As he was saying that they were doing it, this beautiful baby was being killed, just like he said would happen. This is what they're saying they want to legalize. This is what they want to say, what Roe versus Wade was talking about, killing the children. And now, when you get back from this break, I want you to see these people that are leading this up allegedly are meeting with people. We got them on video, allegedly, sitting there negotiating. Now they want to sell the arms. They want to sell the legs. They want to sell the hearts. They want to sell the livers. I mean, what is happening to us? We have to cry out to God. God will hear us. He will end abortion if we cry out to him and say, "Dear God, forgive us for this sin and this innocent bloodshed." Join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And can you move your arm now? Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some.
There you go.
This is a very tragic program today. We prayed about it. We thought about it. And most people are just kind of barely brushing right over it. But God is looking square in our eyes and saying, America, if you want to live, if you want to stand, you're going to have to deal with the innocent bloodshed taking place. And what you're about to see, allegedly, is Planned Parenthood, Deborah Nucatalli. She's a doctor, MD. She's a senior director for medical services. Her business card, you know, says, you can see right here. And in this particular undercover video, allegedly, she's sitting here negotiating about, you know, the babies that are being aborted, what to do. And she talks about crushing. We'll just crush the baby a certain way. Brace, this is, we got to look at this. We can't just keep turning our heads, because God's reason what's happening in our land right now while we're under such great turmoil is because since 1973, forget about recent decisions, since 73, we said this is okay. And now they're selling parts of the babies they're taking out of the mother's wounds. Take a look.
A lot of people want attack parts these days. They're looking for specific nodes, AV nodes, SA. I was like, wow, I didn't even know. Good for them. Yesterday was the first time she said people wanted lungs. And then, but like I said, always as many intact livers as possible. People just want
livers.
People want lower extremities too, which that's simple. I mean, that's easy. I don't know what they're doing with it because they want muscle.
Yeah, a dime a dozen.
Director for the national office for all affiliates. So I say, okay, what are you looking to supply today? I've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver. Every provider has had patients who want to donate their tissue, and they absolutely want to accommodate them. They just want to do it in a way that is not perceived as this clinic is selling tissue, this clinic is making money off of this.
Okay, so when you are, or the affiliate is determining what that is monetary.
Yes.
So that it doesn't raise any question of this is what it's about, this is the thing. What price range would you?
You know, I'm going to throw a number out. I would say it's probably anywhere from $30 to $100, depending on the facility and what's involved.
The $30 to $100 price, that's per specimen that we're talking
per
about,
specimen.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
The $30 to $100 price, that's per specimen that we're talking
per
about,
specimen.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
How much of a difference can that actually make if you know what kind of what's expected or what we need versus...
It makes a huge difference. I'd say a lot of people want liver. And for that reason, most providers will do this case under ultrasound guidance, so they'll know where they're putting their forceps. Then a rate-limiting step of the procedure is calvarium. The head is basically the biggest part. Most of the other stuff can come out intact.
Right.
It's very rare to have a patient that doesn't have enough dilation to evacuate all the
other to bring the body cavity out
exactly.
Intact and all that.
So then you're just kind of cognizant of where you put your breast first. You try to intentionally go above and below the thorax so that, you know, we've been very good at getting
far as long as I learned. Mm-hmm. Because we know that, so I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below, I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I get it intact. And with the calvarium, in general, some people will actually try to change the presentation, so that's not a vertex. It's a vertex presentation. You never have enough dilation in the canny case unless you have a real huge amount of dilation to deliver an intact calvarium. So if you do it starting from the breech presentation, there's dilation that happens as the case goes on, and often the last you can evacuate an intact calvarium. So I mean, there are certainly steps that can be taken.
So they can convert to breech, for example,
exactly,
at the start of the
exactly. They can
start
with ultrasound guidance. They can just change the presentation. Ultrasound guidance, they can just change the presentation.
To bring the body cavity out,
exactly,
and all that.
So if you do it starting from the breech presentation, there's dilation that happens as the case goes on, and often the last you can evacuate the intact calvarium. Federal abortion ban is a law, and laws are up to interpretation. So if I say on day one I do not intend to do this, what ultimately happens doesn't matter.
So yesterday was a clinic day. For example, like, what did you procure?
You know, I asked her at the beginning of the day what she wanted. Yesterday she's been at, a lot of people want intact parts these days because they're looking for specific nodes, AV nodes, SA. I was like, wow, I didn't even know. Good for them. Yesterday was the first time she said people wanted lungs. And then, like I said, always as many intact livers as possible. People just want.
Yeah, livers.
People want lower extremities too, which that's simple. I mean, that's easy. I don't know what they're doing with it. I guess they want muscle.
Yeah, a dime a dozen.
If you maintain enough of the dialogue to the person that's actually doing the procedures and they understand what the end game is, there are little things, changes they can make in their technique to increase your
even
success.
Though they have a set way that they do it, they're open to changing.
The reasonable people, sure. For example, so I had 8 cases yesterday. And I knew exactly what we needed, and I kind of looked at the list, and I said, all right, this 17-weeker has 8 clamps, and this... So I knew which were the cases that were probably more likely to heal what we needed, and I made my decisions according to that, too. So it's worth having a huddle at the beginning of the day, and that's what I do.
Rather than having to deal with all the different affiliates, if there were a way to partner with PPFA directly to get some kind of like pre-clearance or something, so that we
have. And at the national office, we have a litigation and law department, which just really doesn't want us to be the middle people for this issue right now. Because we were approached by Stem Express to do the same thing. One of the Northern California affiliates said, we're working with these people, we love them. I think every affiliate should work with them. And so we had a conversation, and we said, you know, what do you think? We'll just go out and find all the people that are doing this and present everybody with a menu. And they, at the end of the day, they just decided it's, right now it's too touchy an issue for us to be an official middleman. But that,
when you say right now, do they see a future?
Right now, the way the Supreme Court looks, I don't think it looks very good.
Okay.
If you talk to my litigation and law folks, anything that's going to go to the Supreme Court right now, we are all losers. But I will tell you that behind closed doors, these conversations are happening with the affiliates.
Cecile, I want to thank you so much for Dr. Nuka Pola. She's been so helpful for the past couple years. I'm with fetal tissue coagulation.
I know a lot of
she's
you
been
do it.
Very, very helpful with her to talk to you. Like,
okay, great. Thank you. This is amazing.
And thank you for Planned Parenthood.
Thank you.
What she's allegedly saying as she's eating her meal is she looks at the women who have yet killed their children, pre-sells the body parts of these children, and she does, she just continues to eat her food. I mean, this is a sign of, you know, we got to, how far we've come as a nation, yeah. Because if you look at Romans chapter 1, he says he begins to turn us over to reprobate mind. That's a hard heart. That's a hard mind, you know?
This is a cut to order. This is, it's yes. almost, it's like a butcher. I mean, it's
horrific. Can you imagine standing before the judgment seat of Christ, and you have a baby who you ordered their part to have them killed, put into your ear, or put into your child's liver in place of a liver transplant, and God's going to go, oh, that's great. You killed somebody to be able to have life.
Right.
When the truth is, you know, God allowed his son to be killed so you can have eternal life. It's not about this life. It's a life to come. Yes. And ending these children's life, they're talking about having menus. Mm. And see, this is what she said. This is very interesting because remember, this is a government by the people and for the people. You can change this. You can change this. She said, this thing goes to the Supreme Court. We're losers in this. It needs to go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Abortion needs to end. We get back from this break. We have another, I believe she's a president of part of Planned Parenthood's organization out of California. And it's even, she's talking about, she wants to sell these parts, and her words are allegedly to get a Lamborghini, a fancy car for this baby's life. What are we coming to? Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Is the Bible a banned book within a state penitentiary? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work at a juvenile institution for the state of California. I have always had my Bible on my desk, my personal Bible, and the chaplain has asked me to hand out materials for the students that request it. My supervisor has informed me that I must remove all the materials, including my personal Bible, and I'd like to know what my rights are concerning that.
Now I'm going to get you right over to our legal department at the American Center for Law and Justice, because inside of prisons throughout the United States, and that would include juvenile facilities, there are chaplains, and those chaplains have Bibles, and those chaplains give spiritual counsel. And inmates that are in custody are also encouraged and allowed to go to worship services that take place. So the idea that a Bible would be off limits in the workplace of a juvenile detention facility is just ridiculous. Hang on the line. We'll get our lawyers in touch with you right away.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Oh, my goodness. Listen. Man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, mm-hmm. click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can mm-hmm. play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool, because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you. It's yours. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
A senior executive allegedly is haggling over the price of the body parts of children that are pulled out of a mother's womb after the child mm-hmm. is murdered, as the doctor talked about earlier, as we saw on our program.
I believe her name is Mary Gatter.
Mary Gatter. And she even goes to the point of saying that she wants to get her a Lamborghini, which is a sports car, and she comparing it. That's why I want to get this money in, is so I can do that on the blood of children.
She's negotiating a price.
A price. And we're going to talk more, but we want you to see this so that we understand this is happening right now in our country. And listen to her when she says, when she's trying to get, you know, kind of come up with a price. She's saying, let me get with all the other Planned Parenthood organizations in California to find out what they're doing.
Right, what they're getting.
What they're getting. It's dear God, forgive us for this. Yes. Take a look at this.
What would you expect for intact tissue? What sort of compensation? What sort of...
Well, why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay it?
Exhibiting at the Medical Directors Council meeting in a couple of weeks, so I don't know if you'll be attending.
I'm now the president of that organization.
Oh.
So we had just started the conversation, and Susan was a clinic. They're a startup that they have been about a year in business. They're a for-profit company that's connecting researchers with people willing to donate tissue. Our volume, thank you for giving it to me, is 800 a year, with 60 in the second trimester. And we just started to talk about how the process worked with Novogenics down in Los Angeles when I was there.
Okay.
To back up a little bit, PPFA, our parent body, is on board with tissue donation, but we have to ask for a waiver to do it, and we have to lay out for them what our program's going to be like. And the mechanics of it was that Heather, a Novogenics person, would come to the site, and our staff would sign the patients up and get consent, and then Heather would look at the tissue and take what she required. So it was logistically very easy for us. We didn't have to do anything. So it was compensation for this. We didn't have to do anything. So it was compensation for this, and there was a discussion as I was leaving. They had been paying by the case, and there was some discussion about doing it in a different way, or I don't know what you're used to doing, how you're used to doing compensation. The patients don't get anything, of course.
Okay, so I'd like... What would you expect for intact tissue? What sort of compensation? What sort of...
Well, why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay it?
Okay. I don't think so. I would like to know what would make you happy. What would work for you?
You know, in negotiations, the person who throws out the figure first is at a loss, right? So,
I don't look at it that way. I know you want to play that game. I get it, but
lowball because I'm used to low things.
You know what? If you lowball, I'll act pleasantly surprised, and you'll know it's a lowball.
Okay.
What I want to know is what would work for you. Don't lowball it.
Okay.
Tell me what you
really... $75 a specimen.
Oh, that's way too low. That's way too low. I want to keep you happy.
I've been at places that did 50 too. But see, we're not in it for the money. Well, why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay? $75 a specimen. And we don't want to be in the position of being accused of selling tissue and stuff like that. On the other hand, there are costs associated with the use of our
space
and all that kind of stuff. So what would you think about it?
Right. So... way higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to start at around 100.
Okay. Now this is for tissue that you actually take, not just the tissue that the person volunteered that you can't find anything. Right?
Exactly.
Now this is for tissue that you actually take, not just the tissue that the person volunteered that you can't find anything. Right?
Exactly. Right. What we can use, what is intact. So that's why I'm saying no, don't lowball. I want you to be happy.
Well, it's complicated by the fact that our volume is so low, too. I mean, are you looking at 8 and 9 week specimens or only second trimester specimens?
You know, 10 to 12 week, you know, end of the first trimester, if those are pretty intact specimens, then that's something we can work with.
So that's an interesting concept. Let me explain to you a little bit of a problem, which may not be a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
If our usual technique is suction, at 10 to 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And we switched to using an eye pass or something with less suction in order to increase the odds that would come out as an intact specimen, then we're kind of violating the protocol that says to the patient, we're not doing anything different in our care of you. And to me, that's a kind of a specious little argument, and I wouldn't object to asking Ian, who's our surgeon that does the cases, to use an eye pass at that gestational age in order to increase the odds that he was going to get an intact specimen. But I do need to throw it out there as a concern, because the patient is signing something and we're signing something saying we're not changing anything in the way we're managing you just because you agreed to give tissue. Heard of that before? Right. Yeah, no, it's definitely touchy.
How do you feel about that?
I think, you know, they're both totally appropriate techniques. There's no pain involved. I don't think the patients would care one iota. So I'm not thinking about that.
Okay.
Now you have my email address.
Yeah, yeah.
Write me a 3 or 4 paragraph proposal, which I will then take to Laurel and others in our organization to see if we want to pursue this. And then if we want to pursue this mutually, I'll mention this to Ian in terms of how he feels about using a less crunchy technique to get more whole specimens. And then if we agree to move forward, the next steps I need to apply to PPFA for a waiver to permit us to do this. We have to have a contract. Do you have a contract already?
What we've used in the past is a materials transfer agreement. And that's obviously open to discussion.
So that's a prototype. It needs to say exactly what your staff is going to do, exactly what your expectations are, exactly what your compensation is.
And are we agreed that $100 would keep you happy?
Well, let me agree to find out from other
affiliates
in California what they're getting. And if they're getting substantially more, then we can discuss it then.
Yes.
But you know, the money is not the important thing.
No,
but
no.
It has to be big enough that it's
But it is something to talk about. I mean, it's one of the first things that you brought up, right? So...
Now, here's another thought, is we can talk about specimen as per specimen per case or per procured tissue sample, which would be, so if we're able to get a liver thymus pair, you know, maybe that is $75 per specimen, and so that's for, you know, for liver thymus pair, and that's $150, versus if we can get liver thymus brain hemisphere and all that, then, you know, and then so that protects us so that we're not paying for what we can't use. Maybe illustrates things.
It's been years since I've talked about compensation, so let me just figure out what others are getting, and if this is in the ballpark, then that's fine. If it's still low, then we can talk about it. I want a Lamborghini. I said I want a Lamborghini.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like a place, you know.
It's horrific.
You go to Walmart, you buy food, you buy clothes. They want to sell you these things. You go to a car lot, they try to sell you cars. This place is selling the murder of children.
Wow.
And I think about this, that, you know, Planned Parenthood, supposedly there to be able to help someone out. And we're going to have Senator David Viter on just a moment talking about, they're just selling abortions. But just Sherry Shepherd on The View, she went there to get help, and, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, she asked her, where did you go? She said, I went to Planned Parenthood.
Wow.
And they're the ones that pushed abortion on me. As a matter of fact, listen to Sherry Shepherd right here. It just breaks your heart.
There are teenage girls out here. Mm-hmm. There are teenage girls out here who, I have to speak to that because I was one of them, who it wasn't a thing of where I didn't think of, oh, I can't feed this baby. I don't have enough money.
Did anybody teach you?
I was a teenager. It was just like, who helped you? Where did you go to get help to talk about what had happened? I went to Planned Parenthood, and they actually were encouraging me to have the abortion. Even when I had second thoughts.
How old
were you? I was 17. And I said, I got second thoughts, but they were trying to rush me in there to have the abortion.
I ended up not going, Sherry, I don't know who you went to, but I'll tell you.
Planned Parenthood. That's
no, I'm saying.
No, imagine this menu is set up like this particular Planned Parenthood employee is saying, allegedly, they see Sherry come in. They think, you know, we need that baby because we got some buyers.
We have a quota,
we have buyers for those babies' ears and lungs and
livers
and all this stuff. And they're pushing her in. It's like they're just selling the murder of children, almost 70 million since 1973. Listen to Senator David Viter even just say it right before Congress. Watch this.
Planned Parenthood has made a profit every year since 1987, including a $63.4 million return in 2009. There is no justification for subsidizing Planned Parenthood's profitable venture with taxpayer dollars, particularly when roughly half or more of those taxpayers deeply, deeply disagree with abortion.
Did you see the difference in that? How the decrease of the other services have gone down and just like horrifically high for abortions? And they're, Sherry's saying, they just pushed me through, you know, and she says, and she goes on to say in an interview, we'll make it available for you on the BFN Torch. She says that now I feel all this guilt and shame about what happened, as so many women do. But listen, we got to stop the next one that's going to happen. You know, we know what's happened in the past. But we've got to stop it. And I think about this. When we get back from this break, we're going to be able to talk about, you know, specifically of Dr. Gosnell, who was doing this thing in his office, and a baby reaches out and grabs his hand, and he takes the child, twists his neck head off, stuck his finger in his throat, suctioned out his brain from his soft spot. These are the employees that work with him talking. It is just horrific what's taking place. Listen, and think about this. It's women of color and poor women and communities that they're actually
targeting.
That was Margaret Sanger's original vision, who had this whole Planned Parenthood founder of it. She wanted to be able to eliminate the African American community and the Southern Protestants, I guess they say, the reports are.
Planned Parenthood, 79%, according to Student for Life video, have their facilities within 5 miles of college campuses.
Right.
I mean, think about that. Our young women they're being targeted, and they're being offered this abortion right there.
Well, they're promoting the sex.
Yeah,
they're promoting bad contraceptives, and they're selling the baby before they kill it, and before you go in and commit to it. And according to Sherry Shepard, they're pressing her in to make this quick decision.
Even when she had second thoughts.
But watch, as we go to break, I want you to see this. Think about it. That if you look at the women that this is happening to. It's mostly women of color, they're saying.
Yeah.
And which were killing. Poor. I mean, talking about killing children of color, it's like this is like a murdering place. Yeah. As a matter of fact, watch this.
Bureaucratic inertia is not exactly news. We understand that. But we think this was something more. We think the reason no one acted is because the women in question were poor and of color. Because the victims were infants without identities. And because the subject was the political football of abortion.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Valuable not only in the sense that it's alleviating suffering throughout the world, but more importantly, it is awakening people that if God is capable of working miraculously in this physical body, how much more capable is He of working miraculously to my spirit and saving me for eternity?
The doctor said that you had a torn rotator cuff. So show me what you couldn't do 5 minutes ago. And can you move your arm now?
Oh my. Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some. It doesn't mean, no, only a couple. He said all.
Okay, go now. Okay, now move around. Tell me how you feel. Muscle, tendons, ligaments, and bones be reattached now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now move it around.
to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is just a tragic program, but listen, if you've been with us, you've been hearing us. Dear God, end abortion, sin revival, a third great awakening. This innocent bloodshed has to be dealt with. Listen, we can carry things to the cross. God will forgive us, but we have to acknowledge, you know, what it is. And you think about Dr. Gosnell and what was taking place when you're watching an interview of his clinic assistants that were watching him kill these children that would come out alive. I mean, once you deliver a baby, everything but their head, and then you kill them by suctioning out their brain or cutting
sticking
off
scissors,
there's nothing left inside of you that's redeemable in your home. I mean, you're gone. Yeah. If you can do that to a child, I mean, you think about that. And listen to these Gosnell employees. It's just going to break your heart. But their firsthand knowledge, they saw this taking place. Watch.
So. And you see the baby alive.
Yes, sir.
And him kill that baby outside the womb.
Yes, sir.
And this would be done by jamming some sort of instrument into the
either that or soft spot. Actually twisting the head off the neck, kind of with his own bare hands.
And you saw that happen?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So he would twist the head.
Sometimes he would go through the stomach as well.
Sometimes he would do what?
He would like force it through the stomach.
The instrument. Mm-hmm. The is it beards?
And like twist it.
Yeah.
And another, you saw
that? Mm-hmm. Anything that he could get to the fastest. Like she said, the umbilical, he was probably perforating the umbilical cord. I normally saw either the snipping of the spine or the introduction of the instrument in the soft spot of the fetus, normally, or twisting of the neck.
Remember, he would put like his finger.
Yeah, or his finger. He'd take his finger and then
through the throat.
Yeah.
You remember that the one that he did, that the baby, the fetus came out and it was alive. He had thought he had actually killed it already, and he opened up his eyes and grabbed his hand. His finger. Remember that one?
No. What happened?
Supposedly they said that it was a botch. And it was a botch abortion. The fetus was still alive. He thought it was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And the fetus opened his eyes and actually
grabbed his finger.
Was able to grab his finger. And the whole procedure, I guess, while he's doing the procedure.
He was getting
after the fetus, of course, he has to massage the abdomen to bring the placenta down or grab it with the forceps to bring it out.
And this baby was
alive.
Hell, huh?
He was alive.
Well, yeah, he's looking at him and grabbing his finger.
Yeah. Yeah. He thought he had finished with the baby. It was.
He thought it was deceased.
It was a disease. He was getting ready to put it in the bag.
Did he talk about that?
One of his employees did. That's how I found out.
He doesn't talk about that.
This is tragic. Dr. Gosnell, he's in jail now. But what's taking place? We're hearing the same things allegedly coming out of a highly tax-funded, your money's paying for Planned Parenthood. So $500 million, we don't have a lot of time, but I want you to see this. This is, you know, the Lord says, I knit you together in your mother's womb. Understand that now we can look inside the womb and look at the child before some doctor in some quiet room can just snuff out this child's life. We can see those children now. As a matter of fact, take a look now at the child that they've been talking about this whole program. Watch. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Psalms chapter 139, 13. tragedy. Let's just pray right now and ask God just to end this sin. Forgive us for the sin. Father God, we just come to you now, Lord, and repent. God, forgive us for the sin of murder, which we define as abortion, God. Selling parts of babies, funding with our own monies to the tax dollars, Lord God. God, forgive us for the killing of our children, the sacrifices to Moloch. God, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, Lord God. That you would forgive us for the sin, for this innocent bloodshed. Josiah cried out, Lord, and you said, because he cried out, you heard him, Lord God, and you stopped things and you paused things. God, we ask you for a third great awakening. Pause, God, I pray, Lord God. Send a third great awakening. End abortion in America, we pray. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.